Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, May the 4th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. But for the moment, let's have a look at today's show. Well, the first segment I call Looking to the Future, and it's all about how the authorities should proceed from my point of view. Not that they'll take any of my suggestions, of course they won't, but you'll see the difference. Then we have our Bad News Boeing segment, which keeps coming through thick and thin, as I'm sure you've noticed. Then I'm going to talk about the Flynn scandal, one of the things that fires me up the most, so it brings out some fireworks in me. The senior level of the FBI falsified records, they suppressed evidence, and all, frankly, an inside plot by deep state actors to oust a president. It's unconscionable, doesn't even begin to do justice. This is the worst scandal. This whole issue of getting rid of Trump is the worst scandal in United States history by far. No question, nothing comes close. Then I'm going to talk about what I call the yellow peril. Who out xenophobes who, which is set as the defining issue in the 2020 election contests, altogether with a new round of anti-Chinese hysteria. Quite a lot to say about that, and so I shall say it today. Then I talk about the terrible, terrible COVID-19 coronavirus blunder. The US, of course, as usual, panicked. I mean, that's basically what happened. Only the vulnerable people should have been locked down. If they had done that, kept the economy going, everything would have been fine. Maybe a few more people might have caught the virus, but basically this whole issue of closing down the economy, I mean, just so much drama. Never mind. You'll hear what I have to say if you listen to the show. Then I'm going to talk about really what life is like. I've called the media-created zeitgeist. Did you know that the real wage of a US worker today is less than what it was 40 years ago? And yet there are 4 times as many multimillionaires? Well, a few words to say about that. And then I'll talk about the current crisis. Just a few words to end the show. The estimates for unemployment, the recovery, the so-called Chinese economic miracle, pension plans, deficits, all sorts of little things to discuss in that vein. And for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you individually upon demand 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email. In the subject line, write something like sample shows and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times. So feel free, select any 3 shows out of the Podbean archive. But if you don't have any preferences, I highly recommend that of the those of the last 3 shows, because I do a lot of talking about current affairs, and those current affairs are obviously fresh in your mind, so it'll give you a better idea of what I do. All right, so with that, I will finish by giving you my contact information. Excuse me. My email address, to start with, which you will need for the shows, and if you want the freebies, is actually on my Podbean page at the top. But if you want to write it down, here it is. rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, my name, and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, as I think most of you know, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. The Facebook contains just the short comments that I have to make, which are not substantial enough for the full show, but I think you should know anyway. So I have that in my Facebook page, and my Twitter page contains just the one-liners, the sort of one-off funnies or just flip comments that I decide to make. So my Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. Now that's all in lowercase, no punctuation, no spaces, please. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And the Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. Again, that's my initials, RM and Wake Up Call. All lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation. RM Wake Up Call. Okay, so with that, let me wish you all as good a week as you can possibly have under the trying circumstances. I will be back on Friday with another synopsis. This is Richard Martin of the Wake Up Call. See you then. Bye-bye.